Yeah, and joining us is Congressman Gosar. Thanks a lot, Dr. Paul, for joining us again. Always good to talk to you. So I'm hearing a lot of different things coming out of this meeting. There's a lot of the media quoting unnamed Republican lawmakers saying that the president supported stuff like he was behind it 1,000%. But what is it? Did the president show support for both of these bills?
He did. You know, he said that he would be open supporting that, and he's got the conference's back. That's how he came off, Jim, and that's, you know, basically what he said.
So did this leave you with a clearer idea of, or did it muddy the waters anymore as to what the president wants and what you should get behind?
No, I'm very clear in where I stand. You know, I'm either one of these bills. There's some interesting takes, you know, with the compromise bill that they're starting to look at some interesting tweaks, particularly going to a merit-based type of immigration type system. But the problem is that, you know, more astutely, the most important bill that we can actually look at, and it's far from prime time. So they don't have the votes on either one of these, and I don't know that the president's twisting arms can actually make it pass.
I just read a poll. We're talking with Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona right now. I just read a poll put out by a Republican pollster that shows that GOP candidates are losing the support of Arizona Republican moderates, and it's because of the president. This situation that's going on at the border right now with children being separated from their parents, I know all the logical arguments. I've talked about all the logical arguments that, you know, when you're arrested for any crime in the United States, you don't get to take your kids to jail. I get that. But do you feel like this zero tolerance policy is hurting your and the chances of other candidates who are seen as being tough on the border and that this is a no win for Republicans?
I totally disagree because, I mean, one of the biggest sampling polls from Heritage out to its membership throughout the country came back 95% that the American people want to have border security. And trying to manipulate the system based upon the protocols that we're seeing right now at the borders, you know, people see right through this, Jim. You know, if we as parents had free-range children like what we're seeing with these migrant families, our kids are taken away from and given to Child Protective Services. So this isn't tolerated within our citizenship, and it's not tolerated within the migrant community. The second part to this whole aspect is, you know, the administration has the ability, and I sat down with the Attorney General of the United States, is that Mexico is actually giving the asylum to these asylum seekers. And I've been to the southern border of Mexico, so I actually know about this. So when these families come back, the easy remedy is to look at them as Mexican refugee initiatives, and that gives the United States 24 hours to turn them right back and send them back to Mexico City. How quickly this would change when Mexico is confronted that they're actually condoning bad behavior and that these people can't come through. So one of the things is we got to follow the rule of law. We have to.
Right. No, and I get all that. And by the way, I should point out that I actually consulted Congressman Gosar in his first run in Congress. But you know, so I'm talking just purely from a political sense that this is, in my opinion, this is a no win for border hawks in a lot of ways. Because, you know, you can make all the logical arguments in the world, but then you got crying babies that people just go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is going on. Is there any winning with this kind of an emotional issue going on?
Well, I mean, the sad thing is that this is the rhetoric that we have to be confounded with. I mean, in our hearing yesterday, Jim, we were confronted by Democrats going off about, you know, separating families. Well, you know, talk about hypocrisy here. You know, these are the same people talking about, you know, on-demand abortion. How bad is that application? I mean, talking out of both sides of your mouth, unbelievable. But, you know, the thing about it is we save more lives when we follow the rule of law, making sure that we, and that's why everybody wants to come to this country, is because of the rule of law that provides that opportunity. And citizenship coming to this country is a privilege, not a right.
Are we going to get a vote on either one of these bills later this week?
I'm sure you're going to see votes come up here, Jim, but I just don't see they're going to pass. I just, the numbers aren't there because more people see that border security, the tea leaves around the American public is that they want border security and they don't want to be extorted upon that. They were promised that with Ronald Reagan. They never received it. And so trust is a series of promises kept. This is something that was created by a Democratic administration, Obama. I actually went there to watch it. They failed to uphold the rule of law, so it facilitated the bad behavior of the cartels. I talked to families in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Their kids were being extorted from them from the cartels. This was an easy get for the cartels, and we facilitated it.
All right. Thanks a lot. As always, Congressman Paul Gosar joining us here on Arizona's Morning News.